Unfortunately, with what has happened with the passing of Celia, we probably won't be able to spend as much time tonight on this topic. But we were glad we were able to get you. And again, we want to implore the public to go see this at the New York Latino Film Festival on the 25th of July at 11 a.m. at the Lighthouse International. It'll be the first showing, correct?
That's one of two showings that I know, yes.
And then on Sunday, July 27th, the Lighthouse International at the same place, 59th Street, there'll be another showing. Very, very important that the public who loves music in general go see this. As Hermann said before, you don't necessarily have to be a follower of a particular type of music to enjoy this documentary. Well done.
Thanks a lot, man.
Definitely, definitely. And our appreciation to you. I wouldn't mind, even though I've already seen it, I think I'll probably make my way down to the New York Latino Film Festival.
Me too.
In order to support the movie, because I think it deserves the support. And it's that good, and it's very entertaining. So it's just, that's what this medium is all about, this music and this film we do. It's really about entertaining the public, which that movie, at the very least, does that, if not so much more, as we've been talking about. And I wish you a lot of success, and thank you so much for calling us tonight.
Thank you so much. And you know what? When you call it a movie, that's good, because this film is intended to be seen in theaters initially, and we're working on that very much. But come down to the theater and see it there. That's a better experience, you know.
Lorenzo, also I want to compliment you and the way you produced it. That you explore each member of the group.
Yes.
In depth.
Yeah, well, you know, dead people are difficult to make movies about. And sometimes you have to resort to some methods that are questionable, like stand-ins or reenactments. And we don't do that kind of films. That's for television, you know. Basically, we try to make them come alive through the memories of their families and photographs. Those are all family photographs that people gave us use for those. And so that they contributed to making those men come alive, Chino, Ignacio,
right,
and Kiki.
Right, right. Definitely. And it wasn't like I mean, everything is for real in there. And
right.
Maybe I'm not expressing that correctly. You didn't use actors per se to do this.
No. We luckily we had the two living men who are like treasures, you know, truly.
Definitely.
And these are professionals, and so they were worked with cameras before. They knew what it was like, and they were dream actors for me as a director. I wish all my actors were that prepared and that full of life,
right.
Because you can see from the film they gave their hearts, you know.
Oh, definitely.
One more thing I want to touch on, because I had viewed it once, and then I viewed it again last night. I have yet to travel to Cuba. How Havana was at that time so nocturnal, much like New York.
Oh, you mean
they made that very clear.
Yeah, basically it's one word, party.
Right, right.
You know, they party hard, and government tried to regulate behavior in America with the prohibition and so forth. And,
sure.
And Cuba tried to do that in the 70s as well, with the national closing cafes and things. And the people resist because that's all they have often, and it's a beautiful thing. So, and Zafiros embodied the beauty, life, youth, you know, all that, hope. It was, you know, especially in the 60s, during the first decade of communism, it was a very exciting time. People don't realize, I think, that how jubilant they were. And then the difficulties began, you know.
Right.
Yes, definitely.
And that was about the end of Los Zafiros. When the difficulties began, Los Zafiros faded away.
Yes.
And they were a party band, a good time band. Pop group, you know.
And right. Heavily influenced by the Platters, correct?
Yeah, and by, of course, listening to American music. You know, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Many, many, many groups that you can hear,
mm-hmm.
but not imitation, because they're such great musicians and singers that it's, you know, it's Afro-Cuban, it's Bossa, it's Calypso, it's everything. You know?
And yet a pop group.
and yet pop. Yeah, I think they're unique, you know, and I'm sort of biased, you know, because when you make a film about these people, and now I know these people in real life, you get biased because you think they are very special, but people have seen the film, and, you know, we're a brand new film. We're about 6 months onto the film festival circuit. Universal audiences, you know, they may not know about this music. They may not even like doo-wop or R&B, but when they see the story how, you know, these men died in their 30s or a slow death, you know, and they'd be forgotten, that crosses over all audiences, Anglo, Latino, everything, you know.
Definitely. Yes, and also, yes. I think just to touch on a later point, one thing that your film does wonderfully is the fact that without doing a single reenactment, it really gives us a feel for the time when Los Afilos were at their height, and also for the members who have passed away, not only in the stories that their family tells, but in the stories, you know, what I personally call the segments from the street, the interviews with just you know, fans in Cuba talking about these artists as if it was yesterday, and you know, and seeing one of my favorite scenes was probably seeing the little kids, the little girls singing along
in the street
with the new Safiros that was put together, and singing
that was,
those songs.
That was, Ophelia, the song Ophelia.
Yes, yes.
Right. And also, just one more thing. It's not easy for a group to achieve something like being compared with the Beatles.
Yeah, you know, and for me, the Beatles thing, people recognize that immediately. But for me, they're also very much like the Rat Pack, you know, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis. And there's a shot of the Rat Pack in the movie, very short, just to kind of get across that my feeling was that they were very cool. They walk into a room and they were it, you know.
Yes. Definitely. And another thing you did that's done well in the film is the fact that, you know, in being a pop band, as you listen, if you've never heard of Los Afilos and you hear the description, they almost sound like a cover band. But when you actually get into the music and you start listening to it, as we'll have our public listen to it right after this interview, it's amazing their ability to combine all these different elements from as far as Brazil with the bossa nova to here in the United States with the doo-wop
and calypso
and how, you know, in your head, how do you combine all these tunes? And, you know, especially nowadays where, you know, if you're going to be successful at music, you have to find a niche. You're not allowed to do too much because then people don't know how to identify with you, or so they say. But here you have these guys that ran the gamut from traditional Cuban music to music